AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Just about an hour ago, Secret Service agents interrupted White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest during his daily briefing with reporters.
At each of these agencies.
Reporters have since returned to the briefing room after being out of the building for about 45 minutes. Earlier in the afternoon, police evacuated a Senate hearing room where the Homeland Security Committee was holding a hearing. Committee Chairman Ron Johnson.
Capitol Police is clearing this, so we should be locked down and stay in place.
We're clearing the floor.
Okay, we're clearing the floor. So if you could, in an orderly fashion, please exit in as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Joining us live on this is AP Capitol Hill correspondent Jerry Bodlander.
Tim, the evacuation of that hearing room in the Dirksen office building, as well as some nearby rooms and parts of several floors, was prompted by a phone call reporting a suspicious package in the room. Capitol Police responded quickly with bomb-sniffing dogs and a hazmat team. They cordoned off the area, but after about 45 minutes, they gave the all clear after finding nothing hazardous. Around the same time, Capitol Police also cleared a suspicious package in the courtyard of the Russell Senate office building. That turned out to be an unattended lunch cooler. Tim?
That's the AP's Jerry Bodlander joining us live from Capitol Hill. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert is at a federal court in Chicago for his first appearance in a hush money case. He faces two federal charges for agreeing to pay $3.5 million to someone from his days as a high school teacher to not reveal a secret about past misconduct. The AP's Michael Tarm reports.
In most situations, defendants do enter not guilty pleas. We could be surprised. Defense lawyers sometimes tell judges that they are holding plea talks with the U.S. Attorney's Office.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 17, the Nasdaq is down 2. This is AP Radio News. Police and federal agents on the ground and in the air are searching a rural area about 30 miles from where two convicted murderers broke out of a New York State prison over the weekend. Sean Gilliland is a town supervisor in Willsboro, New York.
There are lots and lots of law enforcement officers from Department of Corrections and state police, you know, state forest rangers, U.S. Marshals, County Sheriff's Department. They have an area that they're, you know, trying to actively search, and there's dogs and there's a helicopter.
The breakout over the weekend from the prison close to the Canadian border immediately raised suspicions that the inmates had inside help in cutting through a steel wall, breaking through bricks, crawling through a steam pipe. They eventually emerged through a manhole outside the prison grounds. NASA says a parachute inflated during a test of new technology for landing larger spacecraft on Mars, but then it disintegrated immediately afterward. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.